This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. This spring, residents of the Appleton Area School District may consider a referendum. So a survey is being sent to households in the first week of November asking their opinions about four options. Those options are an $11 million, $13 million, $15 million, or $17 million per year for 4 years option. Superintendent Greg Hartje says the higher amounts would allow the district to hire back some support staff. Residents will have until November 26 to respond to the survey. In Outagamie County, the proposed 2026 budget includes $44 million for capital improvements at the Appleton International Airport. County Executive Tom Nelson told the Post-Crescent that the airport supports 7,000 jobs and contributes $2 million in economic activity to the county. The projects include completion of a baggage system, pavement in additional parking areas, and design and construction of a corporate hangar. The county's budget includes a 17% increase in expenditure over last year, mostly related to capital improvement projects. The owner of a home valued at $300,000 would pay $795 on Outagamie County's portion of the property taxes next year. That's an increase of just $11. A public hearing on the budget will be held tonight at 7 in the Outagamie County Boardroom on Walnut Street in Appleton. Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at increasing funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program after the closure of facilities in both Chippewa Falls and in Green Bay. The proposed bill would create a new matching grant program that would provide nonprofits seeking to aid homeless veterans with $25 per day per veteran housed. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program currently receives most of its funding through per diem payments from the federal government, as well as through the state's Veterans Trust Fund. Some Wisconsinites' health care premiums could skyrocket by $30,000 a year if Congress doesn't continue the insurance tax subsidies, one of the biggest sticking points of the government shutdown. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
People who buy health insurance through the healthcare.gov marketplace can qualify for what are essentially discounts on their insurance to make it more affordable. Those discounts are set to expire at the end of the year, which would make healthcare coverage more expensive for up to 42 million Americans. Here in Wisconsin, about 313,000 people have plans they bought on the marketplace, and 88% of those qualify for some sort of tax credit. On average, those tax credits save Wisconsinites $664 a month. But leaders say costs will surge for some people. Governor Tony Evers.
A middle-class family of four in Wausau see their premium more than double, going from $886 a month to over $2,300 a month. 60-year-old couple in Rice Lake, making about $85,000 a year, could see their premium rocket 800%. That's an annual increase of over $30,000 in costs.
And that's just for the premiums to have insurance before even thinking about things like filling prescriptions or going to the ER. Democrats in Congress say they will not agree to end the shutdown unless the tax credits will continue. Republicans have said they would consider extending the tax credits after reopening the government. Data shows when healthcare systems, the government, and charities have to absorb the costs of the uninsured, prices go up for everyone. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Worries are high as the federal shutdown continues and we approach November 1st when federal SNAP benefits will cease. But some local indigenous communities are stepping up to help their members. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more.
Members of the Ho-Chunk Nation have an alternate option for food assistance as funding for FoodShare, Wisconsin's food assistance program, is set to soon run out of funding. Ho-Chunk Nation members must first cancel their food share benefits, then provide that documentation to the Ho-Chunk Nation Department of Health before applying for the Ho-Chunk Nation Food Distribution Program. Officials note you'll need to reapply for food share if you want to return to that program once funding resumes and it's possible there could be delays in reinstating food share benefits.
State lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to crack down on excessive speeding on Wisconsin's roadways. The proposed bill would allow judges to force individuals with multiple excessive speeding violations to install a speed limiter device, which uses GPS data to track the speed of the vehicle compared to area speed limits. If the vehicle is driving too fast, the speed limiter would gradually slow it down until it reaches the posted speed limit. The speed limiter program would work similarly to the interlock device program currently in place. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you can find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we got to, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there. You know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5-15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 42 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm.